The secret to life might be letting go. Most people have a difficult time letting go. Heck, listen to any sad pop song from the last 100 years, and you'll probably quickly find that many of those songs are about this very thing. The narrator can't let go of lost love. They can't forget what someone did to them. That kind of thing. I'm sure it's a kind of a spectrum type issue. Some people are more prone to dwelling and holding on to the past, while others are more laid back and easily forget and then move on. I just listened to a podcast with golfer Dustin Johnson. It reminded me that in 2015, he had a putt to win the U.S. Open, and he missed that putt. Then he missed the next putt, which would have at least put him into a playoff and continue for a chance to win. Next morning, he was back home, and his father-in-law went out golfing with a few of his friends. He didn't ask Dustin, figuring that he would be feeling pretty down. But after one hole, Dustin came flying up in a golf cart with a smile on his face, saying, "You guys left this morning without me." He was totally fine. He'd just lost the U.S. Open, but he had already moved on. Oh, and he would go on to win that tournament the following year. It seems like there are a number of reasons why it's difficult to let go. Insecurity, fear, comfort, overwhelm, so many reasons. I run into it in business once in a while when a client has an overdue bill and I can't get a hold of them. Over the years, I've learned that it's better to use my time to forget about it after putting in a certain amount of effort, to just delete that invoice and move on and try to get the next customer. A big part of letting go is realizing that you only have so much time and energy in life. You can spend it chasing the past, or you can spend it working toward a better future. Each time I've deleted a well-overdue invoice, it's like a weight has been lifted. I feel free from the burden. Obviously, I realize I'm missing out on money, but the freedom almost always outweighs that unearned money. This is really also limitless. We've had a couple examples here already. Failure in sports, unpaid invoices, it could be all kinds of things. In high school, maybe it was learning to let go of your first crush when they didn't return the feelings. In business, there are sunk costs. In life, there are sunk costs. We put time and effort into something only to have it all come crashing down. All that time and energy gone. The key is realizing that you're never going to get that time back anyway. You can only use more time, even when you're just dwelling on the time you've already lost. Here are a few business-related things I've learned to let go of over the years. Some lessons have been more difficult to learn than others. It's unpaid invoices, clients that aren't a good fit, employees that aren't a good fit, prospects that won't ever buy, prospects that can't afford to buy, a skill I don't like and am struggling to learn. It's all kinds of things. I think the first step is letting go is knowing when to let go. Dustin Johnson knew that the only way he could probably win a U.S. Open is to forget about his previous close calls, or to take away positives and realize that he couldn't go back and rewrite that history. He had to focus on what he could control, and that was preparing for the next tournament. A big key to knowing when to let go is when things are out of your control. We spend a lot of time and energy trying to control the uncontrollable and the uncontrollable past. Focus on what you control. I think a big part of the process is also acceptance. Accept that whatever happened did in fact happen. You're not going to be able to go back and change it. A big mistake, even a crime, or just letting someone down, maybe hiring someone that wasn't a good fit, a bad client. Accept what has already happened and then focus on what you control in the present and what you can work toward in the future. That kind of reminds me of persistence, which is one of the traits I see in almost all of those that are successful. They all fail. We all do. But those that are the most successful seem to be the ones that push through it all. Heck, Sam Walton had his first retail store basically stolen from him after 5 successful years of hard work. That would lead many to not let go, but he did, and he went on to start Walmart. The great Don Henley said that he felt the key to all of life was forgiveness, or the ability to let go, not holding grudges, doing things for yourself and not for others, forgiving people that do bad things to you, forgiving the universe when bad things happen for seemingly no good reason. If you're looking for a better life, you have to let go of the past.